Welcome to the Eagles update on this trade deadline day for the Eagles. Usually a quiet day around the league, but the Eagles make a move, and we're here to talk about it with Adam Kaplan, ESPN contributor. Adam, the Eagles send Isaac Sopawaga, the veteran nose tackle, and a 2014 sixth-round pick to the New England Patriots for a 2014 fifth-round pick. Tell us what this means.
I think, Bo, there are two things when you really analyze this. The Eagles are getting significantly younger at nose tackle. They really like Benny Logan, who's about 10 years younger than Sopawaga, and they also have Damien Square, who they like to get on the field. This clears cap space for the future for the next two seasons, but the bottom line is it's about getting someone who's younger, who's more athletic. Benny Logan's a guy that the Eagles really like. He's got the athleticism that you like at nose tackle, and he can play the run fairly well. They're going to take a bigger look at him, and that's why they made the deal.
And what does it mean cap room-wise?
Yeah, I think what it is they save over $3 million in each of the next two seasons. The Eagles have some big contracts next year, so this will help alleviate in a small way that problem. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why they made this trade, they want to get younger. Sopawaga gave them a little bit on first and second down, but not enough. And now they get younger with two players they like.
The other big news on Tuesday for the Eagles, quarterback Nick Foles returned to practice after going through the post-concussion protocol. He split reps 50-50 with rookie fourth-round pick Matt Barkley, and we talked to both quarterbacks after practice about the week ahead.
Just to show them I have command, just anything. You want to have command of the huddle, command of where you're going with the ball. You want to be assertive where you're going with the ball. You don't want to be, you know, jittery feet, or you want to, hey, here. Be deliberate in your reach, deliberate when you throw, and just, you know, I really just be myself. I just got to go out there and play the game. I know how to play.
It was good to get reps with the ones and with the line, and just to see that tempo in our receivers. You know, we'll work it out and, you know, compete it out and do the best we can with what we get. But I don't know when that time will come when, you know, that the majority will go to one quarterback.
Foles, of course, is coming off not only the concussion, but what was probably the worst game of his career against the Dallas Cowboys 2 weeks ago. And Pat Shurmur says that all the Eagles need to see is that in practice, Nick Foles is back to being the guy they know he can be.
We're going to see where he's at. We haven't seen him out here since he played in the Dallas game, so we got to see where he's at. He's medically cleared, of course, but we'll just see how he responds to the practice reps today.
Eagles Live returns tomorrow at noon with Dave Spadaro, and you can watch Chip Kelly's press conference live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com Wednesday at 10:40 a.m. He'll talk about the quarterback race this week, whether Nick Foles can start on Sunday against the Oakland Raiders, and also the trade the Eagles made today. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Bo Wolf. Thanks for watching the Eagles Update.